again.
Up with that coal miners theme, that's Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners with a song called North Star. When I first heard this, actually, I thought it was City in Color and had to Shazam it, but it is not. They are a very cool band from Colorado. Really cool indie scene there, and there's actually a movie called Lovers, and it's really interesting. It's an indie film that sort of explores the indie rock and roll scene there in Colorado. It was directed by Taylor McFadden, and I got to see the movie at the Denver Film Festival about a year and a bit ago. And Richie, Mitch, and the Coal Miners are one of those bands that is part of that scene. So check them out when you get a chance. Before that, brand new music from Kaylee Jade and the single Never Come Home Again. Kaylee won the Indigenous Songwriter Award at the Canadian Folk Music Awards last year. So congratulations to Kaylee Jade. Oh, wait, sorry, it was 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago, I think. Don't quote me on that. She did win it, though, in one of the 2 years that has just passed, okay? More new music for you. Once a Tree is Back. Jay Lee and Hayden Wolf, who began their folk music career back in 2012 by winning a songwriting contest. They were also married in the same year. They're from BC, and Jay Lee actually went off on her own for a little bit and did a solo record, which garnered her a nod for the Junos in the contemporary Indigenous category for the song Child of the Government. Here they are with a brand new track. Really love this one. Vampire Girl. Here it is on the jukebox.
She's got teeth like knives that cut through the dark. Face in hand while she's maligning spark. Worships the moon that never unbows. She
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a track called Look What You Did by Montreal's Ribbon Skirt from the album Bite Down. That is track 8 on that album, and it was released on Mint Records. This is post-punk, raw, and it features really cool guitars, driving rhythms, and lyrics that explore love, grief, and indigenous heritage led by Anishinaabe vocalist Tashina Boswa. Lovely stuff. We've got Wilco coming up from their Grammy Award-winning album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Cool story. I actually heard this way before it came out. Jay Bennett produced my old band Stegger Crossing's second album last summer when we were famous. And when he was, you know, vying for the job, he ended up sending all these CDs and tapes to my address. My personally mailed them to me. It contained the entire Yankee Hotel rough mixes that never got to see the light of day until, I guess, recently. But I got to look for that stuff. I have some of that stuff on a hard drive somewhere. And I really need to find it because it's pretty magical. REM is on the show as well with Turn You Inside Out from Green. That album came out in 1988. Shiny Happy People's on that, but Turn You Inside Out is my favorite. Now we're going to play something from Nunavik, The Fog, a brand new single by Beatrice Deer. This came out in January. It's on her brand new album. It's her 8th studio album called Inuit Legend. And it's set for an April 3rd release on her own record label, produced by Mark Wheaton and Chris McCarran, who also played bass and guitar on the record. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I do. Here is Beatrice Deer, The Fog, on the Jukebox.
Thank you. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Birds have lost many habitats they've called home for millions of years. But people can help create bird habitats wherever they live. It all begins with native plants. They're the building blocks of a healthy, diverse habitat. If there are organizations planting native species around town, volunteering with them is a great way to support healthy ecosystems where you live and meet like-minded folks, too. If you have a yard or even just a few outdoor plant pots, you can offer native plants to birds, butterflies, and other wildlife. Visit birdnote.org to find online tools that show you plant species ideal for your location. And you can go further by getting your garden approved as a certified wildlife habitat, a program of the National Wildlife Federation. By demonstrating that you're providing food, water, shelter, places to raise young, and are using sustainable practices, you can get a sign that lets everyone know your garden is more than a garden. It's certified wildlife habitat. BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. Learn more about the difference you can make at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1.